Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the December 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by continuing Radio 101 by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR, scanning the bands with various antennas, and the case of the missing rotators. Last month, I wrote about the search for a replacement for the original Grove scanner beam and scanner beam 2 antennas, which have not been available for more than a decade. I found two modern equivalents in the antenna's direct element, still listed at $70 including shipping, and the Multicomp Pro MP011355 VHF-UHF TV antenna from Newark.com, now $47.20 plus shipping. Both antennas were well-made, log periodic designs covering 174 to 608 MHz element and 174 to 862 MHz multicomp, and fed at the end of the boom with the longest elements by a 75-ohm F connector. The multicomp antenna is designed to easily mount in a vertical or horizontal plane, while the element requires some slight modification to be mounted vertically. Early November found me scanning the public service frequencies with a Uniden BC365 CRS scanner, $100 at Amazon, while checking out various antenna configurations, including the element, multicomp, the large horizontal loop, and two long-wire antennas aimed at two different directions. The BC365 is about the most basic scanner available and one of the cheapest on the market. I like it mainly because it covers civilian and military aircraft bands, is non-portable, desk-friendly, easy-to-read LCD display at a comfortable angle, plugs directly into the wall, no internal batteries to charge, and is a snap to program. True, it has no advanced features, close call, trunk tracking, APCOP25, or any other digital reception, so it's virtually no use for modern monitoring of police services. Years ago, I bought a BC125AT, $130 at Amazon, for civilian and military air monitoring, but found that, with an external antenna attached, the scanner needed to be propped up on something to be able to read the display, and that the internal rechargeable batteries would need to be recharged daily if used for any length of time, and the display and tiny little buttons were a bit difficult to see. It might have been handy had I been traveling to airports to monitor the action, but not so handy having it on in the background all day at the desk. In the May 2025 edition of this column titled FM Reception on Big Wire Antennas, I pitted my large horizontal loop antenna and several long wire antennas against the same element VHF-UHF antenna at 30 feet on a rotator looking for FM broadcast stations. I found that the big loop was an excellent FM antenna and that the individual long wire antennas stretched out in different directions could be used to null out FM signals from stronger stations on the same frequency. This month, I decided to test these same antennas on the public service bands against the element and multicomp antennas. To do this effectively, I connected the two long wire antennas, the big loop antenna, and the element antenna to a 4-in-1 switch so that the output of any one of those four antennas could be connected to the input of the scanner. The multicomp was mounted on a different mast and had to be accessed separately. My first target was NOAA Weather Radio. According to the National Weather Service, there are 13 NOAA weather radio stations in Virginia. This is a fun test for VHF reception because these stations all use nearly identical transmitters and antennas, each transmitting at about 1 kilowatt using an omnidirectional vertical antenna. On the east-west long-wire antenna, two NOAA stations, WXK65-162.475 Richmond and KZZ28-162.45 Charlottesville, including the Blue Ridge Mountains, could be received any time of day. The northeast-southwest antenna could hear only the KZZ28 station. On the big loop, the same two stations, WXK65 and KZZ28, were heard. The element and multicomp beam antennas, as might be expected, could hear WXK65, KZZ28, and KHB36, Manassas, Washington, D.C., including the Chesapeake Bay, on 162.55 MHz. That's weather coverage for the entire upper half of the state. Two images on this page show first a photograph of one of the beam antennas folded, ready for assembly. The other image is a drawing of one of the antennas showing how to mount it to a mast. The captions read, "The Multicomp Pro antenna from Newark gets unfolded from its shipping box. The log periodic VHF-UHF antenna can be mounted vertically as shown in the diagram at right from the manufacturer. Courtesy KS4ZR Photo and Multicomp. Mounted horizontally and stacked, with a half-wave separation between the two, would increase the gain without the need for an antenna preamp. Join the two stacked antennas with identical lengths of RG6 at an antenna combiner splitter and take the output into the house where the scanner or TV or radio is located. Point the antenna in the direction of the desired station or mount it on a rotator if you can find one." Back to the text. Monitoring the police frequencies using the large horizontal loop that I use primarily for shortwave listening and amateur radio operating, I found a few local analog EMS channels in action and one VHF low frequency, 39.22 MHz, which appeared to be some sort of police frequency. Where was it from? Our local sheriff's office hadn't operated on VHF low for decades. When the dispatcher noted the time as 3 hours earlier than Eastern time, there was no doubt. It was the West Coast, coming in as clear as the local rescue squad. After hearing a few highway designations, it was also clear that Southern California was where the transmission was originating. A check with RadioReference.com found that I was listening to California Highway Patrol from South Los Angeles, Culver City, California, a distance of more than 2,000 miles. Skip from the West Coast is not particularly rare, though it more typically happens in the summer months. The skip conditions that day and several days afterward lasted for hours. Also heard at that time were 39.14 and 39.4 MHz, both believed to be CHP out of San Diego, and 39.88 possibly out of Riverside. These stations could not be copied on the other antenna positions. Turning the element antenna by 90-degree increments and scanning the EMS frequencies, I heard a medical helicopter connecting with dispatch on 462.95 MHz. The civilian and military air bands were quite alive with air traffic control repeaters for Washington Center, ZDC, Air Route Traffic Control Center, ARTCC. Considered the fourth busiest ARTCC in the U.S., in addition to Unicom transmissions used by private pilots taking off and landing from uncontrolled airports. Rescue squads and other emergency medical services were also heard. The multicomp antenna outperformed the element antenna on FM, locking in the RDS from WETA-FM in Washington, D.C., with a solid signal. In fact, all three FM radios that were hooked up to the multicomp were able to receive WETA full quieting, with an ERP of 75 kilowatts from 80 miles away. It's by no means a powerhouse. Scanning on the multicomp was certainly comparable. I found no discernible difference on the public service bands between the two relatively small log periodic antennas. But the advantage goes to the Multicomp Pro on price. Between the two, the Multicomp is a bargain. Comparable in size, weight, coverage, construction, forward gain, and front-to-back ratio, the Multicomp is less than the price of the Element. And according to the website, there are over 1,000 units in stock. Both will work well as antenna-mounted scanner, FM, TV antennas, provided that you don't have a metal roof or foil-backed insulating boards on your roof's underlayment. Mount the antenna vertically or horizontally and experiment. Stack two multicomps horizontally, with a half wavelength between the two, to effectively increase the gain without the need for a pricey antenna preamp. Make up a phasing harness, which is simply two identical lengths of RG6 75-ohm coax, one for each antenna output. Use a 75-ohm antenna combiner splitter to join the two, and run one cable from the output of the combiner back to your scanner, TV, or radio. The phasing harness ensures that the signals from both antennas will arrive at the scanner in phase. It's just that simple. From my experiments earlier this year in using my horizontal loop for FM reception, and doing so now with the scanner, I have to say that, by far, the best reception on any of the scanner bands was when it was attached to the big loop. If I were restricted to only one antenna on the property, I would have to choose the horizontal loop. Four images on this page show, first, an antenna rotator next to its control box with a remote control. Another antenna rotator next to its control box and a remote control. The captions for these two images read, left, Gigaparts sells this Intellitron programmable antenna rotator for $250. It supports up to 280 feet of 20 AWG 3-conductor cable, $50 for a 100-foot roll. It looks remarkably similar to the RCA rotator I bought 3 years ago for $120 on Amazon, where it is no longer available. It's not available at the RCA online store either. However, the Intellitron is apparently in stock at Gigaparts, courtesy Gigaparts. Two other images show an antenna rotator next to its control box and an antenna rotator mounted on a mast with a directional antenna located on top of it. The captions read, Ham Radio Outlet sells this high-gain AR40 light-duty rotator for VHF and large TV antennas up to 3 square feet wind load for discounted price of just $450. That's a lot of rotator for a $33 antenna. There are no details on what kind of cable is required to operate this rotator, courtesy hamradio.com. The other caption reads, Tractor Supply is a company that caters to folks living in the country and most in need of a good outdoor TV antenna on a rotator. What they offer is called the Supersonic SC603 Amplified Motorized Rotating Outdoor TV Antenna with up to 120-mile reception range for $30.49. I'm not sure what Supersonic has to do with TV reception. Courtesy Tractor Supply. Back to the text. The case of the disappearing TV antenna rotators. As mentioned in last month's column, scanner listeners in cities have little need for an elaborate antenna system. In fact, such systems would hinder reception in areas that are thick with VHF-UHF scanner traffic by causing conflicting signals on the same frequency from different directions, or overloading the front end of your scanner, making reception worse. Most listeners in those situations can get by with the telescoping whip antenna that came with their scanner. Or, if you are in a more suburban location, an inexpensive outdoor ground plane antenna will bring in all the frequencies from all directions of interest to your location. But, if you are in a more rural location such as mine, where the target of your scanning interest is tantalizingly out of range with the telescoping whip antenna, you could benefit from a beefed-up antenna and a rotator to home in on the frequency of interest. As discussed last month, that's where the two inexpensive VHF-UHF TV antennas come in. Hoisted above the roof line of your house and aimed at the direction of interest, you may be able to pick up that elusive signal. To make such an antenna even more valuable, you could add a rotator and see what other frequencies of interest can be found. I seem to recall seeing TV antenna rotators stacked up on the shelves of our local Radio Shack store. But those are bygone days. Just last year, I found TV antenna rotators just about anywhere I looked, online at Amazon, locally at hardware stores, department stores such as Walmart, or direct from antenna makers such as RCA. Not so anymore. Channelmaster, whose rotator control box and remote control last sold for an unfathomable $250, is now sold out. Customers are encouraged to submit their email address in the event more become available. RCA, whose VH226E model is slightly more reasonably priced at $120, is out of stock at RCA's homepage, without even the option to sign up for a back order. As recently as 3 years ago, I bought this model on Amazon, but now it's listed as unavailable. Two images on this page show first a rotator mounted at the top of a mast, with a directional antenna mounted to it. The other image shows a rotator next to its control box with two bags of parts in front. The captions read, "Walmart offers this amplified VHF-UHF TV antenna complete with rotor for just $33. The website claims it will receive stations out to 150 miles. You don't believe that, do you? Tractor Supply carries a similar antenna complete with rotor for $30.49, claiming 120-mile reception. Sounds dubious. Courtesy Walmart." The other caption reads, "Yaesu G450 ADC medium-duty rotator system handles up to 10-square-foot antenna wind load, with controller for $320 with free shipping. This may be the best and least expensive antenna rotator available today, but it's overkill for a $33 antenna, and you'll spend another $142 for 75 feet of Yaesu control cable. Courtesy DX Engineering." Back to the text. You would think that Antennas Direct would have something, not so. SolidSignal.com sells all manner of TV antennas and accessories, but no rotators. I waded through 29 pages of products on HomeDepot.com, no rotators. Lowe's still has one listed but indicates this item is no longer sold on Lowe's.com. Walmart offered an anemic-looking VHF-UHF TV antenna, complete with 360-degree rotor for $33. Seriously? It claims reception out to 150 miles. It's still waiting for someone to review it. How about Best Buy? Nada. Summit's source was an antenna company that stocked rotators. They currently display the RCA VH226 for $150, but it can't be added to cart. I guess they just can't bring themselves to say it's not available. You would think that Tractor Supply, which caters to folks who live out in the country, would offer some DXTV antennas. But the only thing on offer is an amplified, motorized, rotating outdoor TV antenna with up to 120-mile reception range for $30.49. Who are they kidding? This product is probably destined for the recycling pile. I looked at the usual CB radio online stores and found nothing. I tried the few remaining amateur radio supply stores and found that Gigapart sells the Intellitron Programmable Antenna Rotator for just $250. It looks remarkably similar to the RCA rotator I bought 3 years ago for $120. The only good news is that it's apparently in stock. Gigaparts also sells the Yaesu G450A light-duty 10-square-foot wind load rotator and controller for $310, free shipping. But it's on back order. Ships in 2 to 4 weeks. The company notes that this model uses a 20-volt, 4-wire control system, not included. Ham Radio Outlet sells the high-gain AR40 light-duty rotator for VHF and large TV antennas up to 3 square feet wind load for discounted price of $450. Imagine what you would pay without the discount. There's no indication of the kind of cable used with this rotator. That's a lot of rotator for a $33 TV antenna. DX Engineering offers a Yaesu G450 ADC medium-duty rotator system capable of handling a 10-square-foot load with controller for $320 with free shipping, but requires Yaesu rotator cable assemblies. An additional $142 per 75-foot length, making the minimal cost of this rotator $460. There are a few used rotators available on eBay, but I would not recommend buying a used antenna rotator. The best deal I've found is the Gigaparts Intellitron Programmable Antenna Rotator for just $250 plus $50 for a 100-foot roll of 3-conductor control wire. The offer of free shipping is a big plus. This is basically the equivalent of the old RCA and Radio Shack light-duty antenna rotators of just a few years ago that sold for less than half the price. What's behind this sudden disappearance of a product that we've all seen in stores for the last half century? Is it tariffs? Supply chain issues? It's a genuine mystery. If you have a working antenna rotator, treat it with care. I asked Tyler the antenna man, who told me, "Antenna rotators have been mostly discontinued because of low demand. You're correct that the only rotators left are ham rotators or new old stock on retail shelves. This could be the end of an era for OTA TV. Multicom Pro VHF UHF TV Antenna. Go to Newark.com. Newark.com and search for Multicomp MP011355 VHF UHF TV Antenna. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.